Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
WEEI Afternoons back at Fenway Park, and we go to the phone lines now for a very special guest. Joining us is not only a local sports fan, but a movie star, Michael Chiklis. Mr. Chiklis, how are we doing today?
Terrific. How are you guys doing?
We are awesome. You're on with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and former Patriots linebacker Ted Johnson, who said he took a picture with you at a Super Bowl once.
Yeah, Michael, we met a while
Ted,
ago.
How are you, man?
I'm good. I can't remember where we were, but I do have proof that I met him, a picture somewhere that I got to find, but it's good to talk to you, Michael.
Good to talk to you, man. I think it was Best Buddies, no? Could it have been that?
It was Radio Row, and I forget where the Super Bowl was being played.
Oh, no, Radio Row in Houston.
There you go.
That's right.
That's what it was.
Right.
Good call.
What I love is that there are so many memories of watching you guys in the Super Bowl that we can't think of which one it was.
That's right.
Okay, so let's get into that. You're one of those obnoxious New England sports fans that has all these titles for the last 25 years. Where is your passion the strongest?
What do you mean? How could it be anything but New England sports? What do you mean?
No. I mean, which team gets you going? Is it the Patriots with all those Super Bowls, the Red Sox, like sort of where the young Michael Chiklis, the sports fan, where was
Why
the passion
the strongest?
Why do
you want me to pick from my children?
That's
Why
what
do
we
you
do.
Want me to pick between my children?
We all have a favorite.
I don't pick favorites with my children. And I will say, the Pats have given me more joy, particularly over the last 20 years, that's for sure. But the Red Sox have given me some joy, some huge joy as well. So, don't make me pick between my children. Stop it.
Yeah, it's tough to imagine, Michael, going back 30, 40 years, over a lifetime of Boston sports fandom, that this century the Sox and Pats would combine for 10 titles between the two of them and counting. Just curious, like, how important has Boston's... It's wild. Think about all the relatives we all had, you know, who would say things like, the Red Sox killed my father and now they're coming for me. You know, whereas we've just been celebrating...
My grandmother, this is a true story, my grandmother, well, I'm telling you, when the Red Sox finally broke through, I think that she just went, I'm good. And that was... There was nothing wrong with her. I think she just went, I'm going to go see Papuli. You know what I mean? She was done. She saw it. She was the first person to call me when the Red Sox won. And she said, these effing guys haven't done this since I was one. She was 86 years old. So, I mean, yeah, that was some relief for her. So yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have
no,
to
please.
Tell you that.
No, thank you for sharing that. But I did want to ask, how would you say just sort of, being a native to Mass, being a native New Englander, and being a Boston sports fan, has affected you or impressed upon you as a, not just a person, but also like informed you as a, as an actor and a performer. You know, they always say people here have great depth, great resolve, great wit from surviving our upbringing, the traffic, and everything that is New England.
Well, you know, something that I'm proud of, and yeah, we have our knuckleheads for sure, but overall, I think the sports IQ of New Englanders is quite high. And yeah, like I say this all the time, for instance, I was asked to do the narrative over an MLB retrospective on Derek Jeter's career when he retired. And I was thrilled to do it because the idea was his career and his play transcended the rivalry. And I agreed with that because if you're a true baseball fan or a true football fan, you're supposed to be able to tip the hat to greatness, right? If you can't look at a Mariano Rivera and tip the hat, then you're not really a baseball fan. You're just kind of an ass. You know what I mean? Seriously. So, you know, you gotta be able to tip the hat, you know, but at the same time, look, rivalry's great. There's nothing better than sports. And when we're playing, we're at war and it's, you know, it's all in. But
at the same time,
it's still a sport.
Michael Chiklis is here with us on WEEI Afternoons. Michael, so as an actor, your getaway is clearly sports and Ted and the Patriots and the Red Sox. We deal in sports, you know, 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. It's our entire world on sports talk radio. For us, sometimes it's TV and movies, people like you. And I get a fanboy out for a minute here. The Shield, my favorite show of all time. Vic Mackey, maybe my favorite character. Was that a groan?
No, I appreciate. No, that was an I appreciate that. That was like, man, what that was.
The question I wanted to ask you was, in this era of streaming services and movies and reboots and shows, have you ever been approached to bring back Vic Mackey, the character, either in a movie or a reboot? And would you consider that?
Single biggest question I get nearly every day in my life, buddy. There's been a lot of conversation about it. You know, I don't want to give you a shred of hope, but at the same time, I never say never about anything because it really comes down to the what and the idea. But really, I doubt it, and the reason is, we did it. We did that show, and I love that show front to back. It's one of those wonderful experiences in a career where we didn't drop the ball. Hey, would you ask Ted to go back and play with the Patriots right now? You know, I mean, you know what I mean? That ship has sailed. You did that, and you did it beautifully. Don't you have 3 rings, man?
I do. Yes, sir, Michael, I do. Yep, very lucky. Got 3 of them.
Yeah, and I loved every one of them. You know what I mean? So that's the kind of the way I feel about it. You know, I think Tom Brady had the best answer to this kind of a question that I've ever heard in my life. They said to him, what's your favorite championship? And without even thinking for a moment, he went, the next one. And that's the way I feel about films and television and theater. People ask me, what's your favorite gig? I say the next one. I'm always forward thinking and thinking about the next thing and what I'm going to do. And I've got some great things brewing and some excellent, you know, and by the way, Friday, one of my favorite jobs of my entire life opens. And that's this movie, The Senior. There's a segue for you.
Nice. Attaboy.
I was going to say, you want to work 2 to 6 on WEEI with us?
Of course, we got it.
No, listen, I'm really, really proud of this. It's a true story. Oftentimes you see in a movie, you'll see the legend, this is based on a true story. Well, this one says this is a true story because it's a true story. This happened. And the subject of the story was standing off camera the entire time that we shot this movie. So Mike Flint was right there. And this is a guy who at 59 years old went back to college, tried out for his college football team, made the team, and played out his senior year. And I thought when I heard this, I was like, that's impossible. There's just, I was 59 at the time when I did this. And I was like, knowing how my knees feel, I just don't know that this could be a thing, you know. And I only played, I was the captain of my high school football team, right? I can't imagine how you guys feel, the pros. ice baths must be your routine. In any case, right, absolutely. I the cold plunge saved me through this process. In any case, you know, I it's a, you know, it's a beautiful story. It's a redemption tale. The guy in his first week of his senior year of college, he was the captain of the team. They were supposed to go undefeated, big time Division II West Texas team. They were, you know, and a freshman was out of the dorm after hours, and he said, "Hey, you got to get in." And the kid told him, you know, where to go. And next thing you know, they were throwing down, and he broke the kid's nose. Next day, he was not only thrown off the team, he was thrown out of school. And he left with his tail between his legs, and it was his biggest regret. And 40 years later, or 37 years later, he gets an invite to a class reunion, and he thinks he's received it in error. He says to his wife, I didn't graduate. Well, what's... And his wife's like, no, they were looking for you. The boys miss you. They want to see you. And I think you should go down there and get this monkey off your back. This has been driving you crazy since, you know, I've known you, and it's the one regret you have. And he went down there to apologize. So this wasn't a planned thing. He went to Texas to say, hey, you guys, I'm so sorry. I ruined your senior season. They ended up being like a 500 team. And he found, you know, they looked at him. They, you know, Mike happens to be, you know, a rock of a guy. He's, you know, he's a strength trainer. He worked as a strength trainer with several major college teams later in his career. And he's an animal, you know, he's just a tough guy. And they said, hey, man, you look like you could run with him. And he was like, yeah, I probably could. And they were like, well, you know, you're eligible. And he was like, I'm what? And they said, yeah, you're eligible. And he got it in his hard head that, hey, you know what? I'm going to try this. And if I can make this team, maybe I can be a mentor to these kids that I don't even know yet. And make good on what I did. And that's what this movie's about. And I haven't spoiled the movie. That's the first 10 minutes of the movie. And then it's really the trail, you know, and the trial of what he goes through and what he, and you're going to crack up laughing watching this movie. You're going to cry and you're going to go home feeling good about life. You know, there's a lot of bad stuff in the world right now. And I think we need movies like this, something that's hopeful and where someone does something for something good for all the right reasons, you know, and leaves you feeling like, hey man, there's good people in this planet. You know, I'm just really passionate about this story. I think it's a great story and it's really well told, really well shot. I don't know if you guys, I know you're sports guys, so you got to love, great old sports movies, you know, Rudy, The Rookie, Secretariat, yep. A Miracle. By the way, Miracle, yep. And The Rookie and Secretariat were all produced by this producer. So, you know, Mark Giardi.
Great movies. Yeah.
Great movies all, and that's what he specializes in. And Rod Lurie, the director, you know, I mean, he's known for movies like The Last Castle, starring the late, great Robert Redford. I mean, these are really great people. Mary Stuart Masterson plays my wife, and she's a national treasure. She's phenomenal. Best of all is my chemistry with these boys. And you know this, man, from being on teams. There's nothing better than being on a team. And, you know, it's just the camaraderie, the joking around, it's, you know, game time is awesome, but practice is even the best part of it because you're just showing up and the guys, we hanging out with the boys, the work, putting it in, you know, and it's all about that, you know. And for any of us who played when we were kids, the idea of getting a shot at it again at 59 years old is just insane.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the chemistry and the just the brotherhood that you feel on a team is unlike anything else you'll ever do. So I sign off on that. But Michael, I'm just curious, how active were you in your action shots? I mean, did you have a stunt double? Did you do a lot of the action shots yourself? How was that playing linebacker?
I did 90% of it, and you know, it is kind of like riding a bike. You know, I played a weak side linebacker and fullback in high school. I was the captain of my team. But, you know, I'm 59, you know, in this movie, you know. So, but unlike Mike, poor Mike, I had a stunt double. So there were, you know, there's a handful of shots where I was able to turn to Jordan and go, who played for Alabama, you know, and say, Jordan, I got to get my clock cleaned here. You're going to get your clock cleaned. And thank God I didn't do those shots, man, because, you know, Willie Bell out of Ole Miss was cleaning his clock. And when he hit him, I thought, like, it hurt me to watch it. He hit him so hard, this kid, you know. So, yeah, and you know that, right? So, and by the way, I'm very proud because all the shots where I initiate the hit or it's an equal hit where we're hitting each other, I did all those shots. And a couple of them I probably shouldn't have done. but I did them and my eyebrows hurt, you know, so it was, you know, but again, some of the blindside shots, the shots where I wasn't initiating the hit or again, going head on head, where I was taking a hit, and getting cleaned out. There's something to be said for being a little bit older and wiser, and I'm glad I didn't do those shots.
A lot of shots,
Mike,
I probably.
Again, Mike Flint, but Mike Flint didn't have that luxury. He was, you know, he went to college and was playing with these guys, and some of these guys had a little bit of animosity for him. These young kids, they were like,
no doubt,
ah, this guy's looking for a photo op. This is a stunt. He's trying to, like, you know, so some of them like really had at him. And part of the wonder of this movie is the camaraderie he forms with these boys, you know. And it's just, man, it's a good movie. It's one of those really cool sports flicks. And I just want everyone to go see it in the theater. Also, if you want movies like this to get made, you've got to go see it in the theater because they'll stop making them. And everything that's been in the theater recently has been either a Marvel movie or a horror movie.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know?
And a lot of those Marvel movies have been horror movies.
No comment.
Yeah, exactly. We're speaking with actor Mike, New England native, and actor Michael Chiklis here on WEI Afternoons. Last question, Michael. So obviously, you know, in this career, and we all love all the guys here in this room. I think everyone in our audience, we love a good sports comeback story. The Rookie is one of my all-time favorites with Dennis Quaid. Yep. Great, great underrated baseball movie. But, you know, during the course of your career, you've had a chance to play like one of the ultimate anti-heroes in Vic Mackey. You play a superhero in The Thing in the Fantastic Four movie. And then you also had a chance to play somebody who went between the two as Red Auerbach. What was that prep like?
Oh man, you know, look, I'm a Boston kid, so, and living in LA, you know, and I wear it on my sleeve. I literally named my dog Tom Brady so I could mess with people. you know, and I don't call him Tom and I don't call him Brady. When I walk him down the street, I'm like, make good boy, Tom Brady, while I'm looking around. Just grinding. Anyway, I love that dog. Anyway, to play Red, I mean, what a dream. My father was such a hardcore Celtics fan. And during his era, with Cousy and Havlicek and those guys, because Red, in all honesty, was before me. He was front of office by the time I was watching basketball with my dad. But still, if we go to the Garden, he was always around, and my father would, you spot him and go, oh, there's Red, because, you could see Red from a million miles away, the way he dressed and everything. And who else would pull out a stogie with 2 minutes left and light it up? I can't get over that. I still can't get over that he had the audacity to do that. Can you imagine that in this day and age for a guy to fire up a stogie? That just wouldn't go over it.
All right, Michael, we appreciate you joining us. Hate to cut you off there, but we're actually leading into Red Sox baseball here on WEEI. We got a big game against the A's tonight.
Go Sox! Let's go!
Absolutely. Let's go. And let's all go see The Senior Friday in theaters, a great football movie that, according to Michael Chiklis, we will laugh and we will cry, and I promise I will cry because I'm a sucker for these things. Michael, appreciate you joining us. We'll talk to you down the road. Anytime you want to call and vent, the line is open.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks for having me here, fellas. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate you, Michael.
Go Pats.
Go Pats.
Go Pats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.